Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. A deadly crash involving a police car and a Beeline bus took the life of a Yonkers police sergeant yesterday. Mike Spano is the mayor of Yonkers.
It's a time for mourning for us here in Yonkers. We lost a member of our family. We lost a member of our law enforcement community. And the men and women in this department are hurt.
The sergeant was a 24-year veteran of the Yonkers Police Department. His death came while he was on duty in an unmarked police car. Yonkers Police released a statement in which it described a multi-vehicle crash at 3:30 in the afternoon. The sergeant was on Tuckahoe Road headed westbound when an eastbound BMW went out of control and crossed into the oncoming lane. The BMW hit the sergeant's car as well as a Westchester County Beeline bus. The sergeant was taken to Jacoby Medical Center, where he died. The driver of the BMW was critically injured, and the driver of the bus suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Also, 30 people on the bus were treated for minor injuries. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx.
No ID yet on the sergeant, pending notification of family members. Dozens of people need someplace else to live after a big fire in West New York last night. Smoke from that fire made it all the way over to Manhattan. And there was another bad fire in Union City last night in a Salvation Army store. Let's get more on both fires now from Samantha Liebman live in West New York. Sam?
And Lee, firefighters still working on this fire on Madison and 55th Streets in West New York over 12 hours later. Ladders with hoses dousing the sides and roof. And it started before 5 last night. Officials say they believe it began in the basement of the four-story building. On the ground floor, a bodega run by Fabian Alava and his family. He spoke with CBS2.
The main thing is that everybody that worked in the store came out safe. And that's all that's important right now. You know, everything else can be replaced.
41 families displaced being helped now by the Salvation Army. And that organization, just a couple of miles away in Union City, suffering a loss. One of its thrift stores on Kennedy Boulevard up in flames.
Super high. You could see it like covering the moon, and you could see it like covering all the helicopters and everything.
That witness describing the flames to ABC7. That fire contained, and it did not spread to the apartments right next door, which were evacuated. The cause of both fires under investigation. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in West New York.
With the end of the year coming, some of the NYPD's higher-ranking officers have all decided to call it quits at the same time, raising the question of whether it's just a coincidence. Roger Stern with more this morning, live from One Police Plaza. Roger?
Lee, they will all retire on December 30th. Chief of Transit Jason Wilcox, Housing Chief Kathleen O'Reilly, Chief of Special Operations Harry Whedon, and Deputy Commissioner for Support Services Robert Martinez. This follows the departure of the Chief of Department this week. A source tells the Daily News that no one was fired, no one did anything wrong, but adds cryptically that it's probably not a coincidence that they're all leaving the same day. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at One Police Plaza.
Mayor Adams is out of town for a few days, but he's still defending his policy of rounding up mentally disturbed homeless people and getting them help, whether they want it or not.
So you're never going to find a policy that every New Yorker is going to agree with, but everyone agreed that this is inhumane for people to live in this condition. So we're moving forward. I'm excited about taking this bold step and all the criticism that comes with it. I'm supposed to be criticized if I'm going to be the mayor of the city of New York, but we're going to do what's right for these people that are living in these conditions.
The mayor speaking in Athens, where he's attending a conference on fighting anti-Semitism before he heads to Doha for the World Cup. Homeless advocates and some Democratic lawmakers are warning that the mayor is setting up a slippery slope situation by giving cops discretion to make these determinations. They're also complaining about a lack of resources and staff to accommodate emergency hospitalizations. The NYPD is asking for some help tracking down a man who attacked a woman on the campus of Columbia University. Police say the woman was protesting something on the campus just before 8 p.m. Monday when a man came up and punched her in the head repeatedly, causing her to lose consciousness. She was taken to St. Luke's in stable condition. The attacker took off. We have a photo of him going up at 1010winds.com. If he looks familiar, the NYPD is waiting for your call. If you saw the movie Green Book, you saw Frank Vallelonga Jr., who played his uncle Rudy Vallelonga in the movie, while Viggo Mortensen played his father, Frank Vallelonga Sr. Now, Frank Vallelonga Jr. is dead. His body was found dumped outside a corrugated metal factory in the Bronx. Cops believe he died of an overdose. 35-year-old Stephen Smith was arrested for dumping the body, but no charges have been filed. Frank Vallelonga Jr. was 60 years old.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.